Station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. But it's not raining this morning, Mr. Rector.
Yeah, back again, yeah. And I feel like rain's coming.
It's supposed to be here tonight.
If you were outside the last 2 days, this morning feels a little bit different. So you can actually take a deep breath, and there's a little breeze. And I know last night I went out on the back patio a little bit, and it was still warm. I think it was 85 or something, but it was a nice breeze coming across.
And that breeze made a difference.
Makes a whole difference, doesn't it?
It does. As the man said on the TV, and I'm not sure what it's called, but that hum diddy is everything.
Exactly right, man.
It got a little toasty there a couple nights.
Mm-hmm. We've had some rain here and there. It's been good for us.
I'm not sure where they get it, but Rhonda's watching the Fox, local Fox, Queen City News or something. And they claim we had 8 inches this week, but I thought that was last week.
Yeah, maybe. I did not. I don't know. Tuesday, what was that? Tuesday night, Wednesday night. One of these nights, me and Tracy sat on the back patio and watched a storm come in.
We sat there as long as we could,
and we went in the patio and a screened-in porch and watched it. Rain, so it was pretty cool.
I sit on the front porch and watch it.
I love watching that. It's like live TV.
When it lights up the front yard like it's 12 noon, I mean, that's when it's time for me to go in.
Well, I got a little news app, and the next morning I was sitting there reading, and I saw where a man in Rock Hill was struck by lightning inside his house. So I was going, well, maybe I shouldn't be out there sitting on the screen-in porch, but... Guess that can happen anywhere.
Inside the house.
That's what it said. I didn't read the article.
I would have read it because I want to know how that happens.
Must be some electricity in there.
Without blowing the house up, anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had pretty good rain, and they said we're going to have it Thursday and Friday, but at the house we didn't get any.
It was all around us, kind of one of them things. And what was that Thursday? There was a massive line coming across from Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg, all put together.
It was heading this way.
Did what it usually, no, not usually, but a lot of times does.
It did the fork thing.
Evaporated when it got closer over here. So
I'm not sure it evaporated. I think part of it went north, part of it went south.
Yeah.
Because they said Chesterfield down there had a good little bit.
I ran home, mowed my grass right quick, and I was like, yeah. Sat down and ate, and I was like, man, it didn't even rain. So I was trying to hurry to get it done.
They were supposed to mow ours last Friday, and that didn't happen because it poured Friday all day. But they're saying rain now most of this next week.
Well, we got a little tropical storm turn into a hurricane. It's supposed to turn into Debbie. Does anybody know a Debbie out there?
No, but the thing I looked at, what I was looking at last night, that thing had the whole state of Florida covered up.
Yeah.
That hadn't happened in a long time. Usually they hit one side or the other. They don't go up the middle. But anyway.
I think Matt's got a comment here.
No, I'm good.
Time has passed. My buddy Tony Williams that cooks some barbecue and all, he's done my golf tournaments a couple of times, and he's cooking up there at Domer's beside my store, I think next week. Was on his way to Destin, Florida today, which I heard that's exactly where Debbie's going to come across. So I hope he's...
Now, who's in Destin?
Tony Williams. Tony's going down there for vacation.
Tony's down there. Okay.
So Debbie's supposed to come across there, go into the Gulf, and I guess come back across towards Savannah and... And we may, I don't know how many days that's going to take to do that, but probably 2 or 3 days.
And Tommy's clan went to Hilton Head Saturday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday they went to Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Came back Wednesday night because Pat's getting married down there
okay.
in April. But some island. I can't.
Tybee Island
is a mile from. I thought you had to go by boat, but last night he said you drive the island road or something. But about an hour, hour and a half out there.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not Tybee then.
And that's where.
There's all kind of little islands down there.
Amelia, oh, they're all over the place.
Amelia and Seabrook and all those.
But they rode down to look at the wedding arrangements.
Man.
I mean,
well, you'll get to go on vacation in April, maybe. Go down there. You got to go over to the wedding. I know you got to be there.
I think we need to take the show on the road.
I guess, yeah. That'd be good. Or
we can take the show on
the road. I better go ahead and get a guest lined up.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go, we'll move it on the road.
Live from the wedding.
We can do that.
The wedding. Spring wedding, April, but that's when I got married.
We got married in November.
Yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, with all this rain, my grass is looking real good, except it needed to cut, and Kevin ran by there and cut it yesterday.
I've got fescue, and it looks really good, man. I'm pretty happy with the way it looks. In August, I mean, if it's green at all.
Tommy's got a blend of centipede fescue, and I looked at it yesterday. I rode by there.
Yeah.
It's awesome right now.
Yeah.
I've never seen it look that good in August.
Well, it's amazing what rain, we talk about water and your irrigation, how it's necessary, but man, it's nothing like rain.
Natural rainfall does the trick.
I played Rock Hill Country Club Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon or whatever, but it was like I'd heard just totally brown a couple of weeks ago, and they have irrigation, but once that rain hit, man, it was lush. Beautiful green.
I'm trying to remember what kind of grass that is.
Bermuda.
Anyway, it's that time, and we'll be right back to the Garbage Bench.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party. Reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories.
I can hear them.
Play our songs again.
Okay. We're back to the Gardener's Bench.
With our headphones on.
And that garden, garden party.
Yeah, my garden is, the plants look awesome and everything, but I have 4 or 5 tomato plants, and I've only got 4 tomatoes all year. They're healthy, big. They got some blooms. I'm thinking I just don't have enough sun but
where you are, that could be.
It gets a good half a day sun, but I just puzzled by this because the years past, I've had them just produce. But
Tommy, I'm not sure how many he's got. But they turn green, and they're about mm-hmm. so big.
They don't get big, yeah.
They never turned.
Yeah. Brenda's, her garden's the same way, and I just don't get it.
And we've still got them laying on the counter that are kind of orangey-yellow yeah. that ever have turned. And Rhonda was mm-hmm. picking the stuff, and that was a sight. But yeah. anyway. Since Tommy's gone, but mm-hmm. even they're getting that.
Well, now, you know, it's a dangerous time to get, like, blossom end rot.
Yeah, well, that like black that. Stuff on the bottom.
When they get hot like that, they'll crack, you know, before they come ready. And
well, a lot of rain will make them crack, too.
Yeah.
So. But Tommy,
so I don't know what it is with that.
He planted two Tommy Tobe tomatoes.
Oh, them things are everywhere.
And, well, Rhonda likes them and Reba likes them.
Yeah. I don't like them. I don't like the skin.
They're too thick, too tough.
Whenever I get a tomato, I skin the skin off of it. And then this is.
I do, but Rhonda doesn't.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, sometimes it's big and tough, it's hard to eat. But.
Uh-huh.
But I do have butternut squash did good, which is weird.
Still got butternut.
Yeah, and then my watermelons are doing good. I've got like 7 watermelons on this vine. They're really the bowling ball type, real dark green. And I'm waiting for the top. The top's starting to finally die back, you know, like they say. But
ours had it. Some of them, mm-hmm. Tommy says it's about 10 pounds, but I'm not sure they're not doing that. And it's just a dark green, as you can see, which is one sign. But where they attach to the vine, it's supposed to die down, and they ain't done that yet.
But a watermelon vine is everywhere. It's all over the garden, all around the tomatoes and peppers. And then my butternut squash came from all the way in the back corner, all the way over to the end of my garden, because I took my little granddaughter Amelia. She likes to walk around with me, and I said, look at those butternut squash. She goes, she helped me plant it. She knew where stuff was. She's only 7, but she goes, I thought the butternut squash was way back over there. I said, it was, but it ran, you know, all the way over there. So,
well, I was bright on this. He planted cantaloupes.
Yeah.
And I said, don't get them too far up the hill. Not much, but a little slow. Mm-hmm. I said, because they won't run uphill.
No, really?
They will run uphill. Watermelons won't. Oh, cantaloupe really? Will. They ran into the corn.
Oh, man.
Let's say Rhonda picked 8 this week.
Mm-hmm.
And
cantaloupes? Any good?
Raccoons are getting them, though.
Oh, really? Are they any good? You eat some?
Oh, yeah, they're real good. It's ambrosia.
Okay.
Real good one. That blame seed's so expensive.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, you got seeds right there in the cantaloupe when you cut it open.
Not on a hybrid.
Oh, really? They don't reproduce they like that?
Nah. That's a, your, if you remember a long time ago, this happened to me back when we were growing them. People were calling in all of a sudden one year wanting heirloom to me.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we grew back then probably 30 different varieties.
Yeah. So.
And finally, I had to get a truck worked on. Mr. Frank Henderson over on Twin Lakes, whatever we were doing to it. I must have said something to him. He said, you know what they are? I said, no, I don't. He said, you growing them all over the place out there. And I said, what's that? And he said, Marglow, Bridgers, all the pre-hybrids are hurling.
But heirloom.
Heirloom.
Heirloom, I guess they call it. H is silent.
I don't know. I don't do it anymore, so I don't care.
Yeah.
He used to grow several thousand of them. German Johnson's another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of varieties for sure.
But anyway, Matthew's saying it's time again, so we're going to have a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bits.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, River Rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench.
We're here. I was looking at the weather here. So if you want to do something outside, I suggest you get on,
get
wrap up your cereal, and get on out there and get it done.
Last time I heard.
After lunch, you're looking for rain.
It's all 3 to 4 o'clock.
Yeah. It's supposed to be. It'll be before there, but never know. It's a good line of thunderstorms, look like. Be a good way to spend a Saturday afternoon watching a movie or listening to it rain.
This is supposed to be back by lunchtime.
Back today.
Yeah, I don't think they'll make it. Mm. The whole place has to be out by 10, so everybody
down there has to be out by 10. So it'll be a line of traffic, maybe.
I can't understand why they wouldn't stagger
one more day.
Stagger them. Mm. Well, they did take part of them now, and they have to be out Sunday. They did that last year.
Mm.
I don't know. I haven't been there since the 70s.
The last time we went to the mountains, we left on Monday. That was kind of nice. Nobody's there. Yeah. Everybody's back at work. You just kind of do your own thing. It's very good. So.
Y'all have a good week this week?
We actually did. July was not great. We were down some in July. I mean, mainly I look back at it and probably – heat and then the rain kind of got us, a little
90 degree days.
But I'm going to tell you what, the calendar flipped to August 1st and it was like May all over again. The last 2 days have been nuts there.
Really?
And what's funny, it always happens when we don't. I've got some people out on vacation. One kid went back to college, all this kind of stuff. So we don't have a lot of people. That's when it's like busy. So
mm-hmm.
I had like 6 or 7 people there the other day and we're all just not much going on. I had 4 of us there. And Thursday and 5 Friday, we were just all of us out on the lot doing all kind of stuff. So, kind of good. I felt like everything was going to slow down a little bit going toward the election, but summertime slows down. People are gone and school's starting back, so everything will kind of get back to normal schedule. And
one thing I learned in 40 years is every 4 years, election years, you have no clue. There's no way you can predict them. You just ride through it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, all I do is I'm going to keep going to work. So.
Yeah. Where it's really tough is on your projecting what you're going to sell. Inventory.
Yeah.
I mean, I either had too much or not enough.
We've been very cautious with inventory since after COVID. We ended up having a surplus because we were buying whatever we could get. So we're pretty good watching inventory. So most of our suppliers have stuff now, so it's not like it was back in COVID just trying to grab something or ordering 2 months ahead to get something. They've got it. So
that was horrible. But they didn't. Companies hadn't learned anything. Nobody still wants any inventory. You go order a computer today, and Dale will tell you it'll take us 6 weeks to build it.
Yeah.
They don't have one sitting on the shelf for you to get.
Yeah, some things are back. Some things will never be like it was, I guess.
That's the way it is. I'm kind of glad.
You're glad you don't have to deal with it.
Exactly. Oh, back even before COVID, we were, you got it, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Didn't even ask the price.
Well, like I say, our economy around the Carolinas, the economy in America is not great, but around here is pretty good. I feel like there's plenty of things going on. So,
just still
deep thoughts.
Pricing is still a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Rhonda comes back from the grocery store and she's got a receipt two feet long and only about a third of it is actually what she bought.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell what to do now, but two of y'all could almost go out to eat cheaper and buy some groceries sometimes. But
if we go out to eat, not anything real fancy, is a little over $20. Not counting the tent.
That's pretty good.
I'd
let you take Teresa out then. Ours is a little bit more than $20.
You can't even go to a fast food for less than $20 now. So you don't save anything by going to Burger
King. Fast food just dropped. They got these, I don't say dropped their price, they got these little $5 deals now, but it's less than what the other ones used to be, but they're giving people options. Because, I mean, I think they're hurting. I mean, a lot of restaurants are.
They're paying $18 for line workers.
I mean, I don't know how they're making it work. But
you know, you can get Burger King's got the two Whopper Juniors for $5. I mean,
yeah.
Tommy and I've done that a time.
There you
or
go.
Two.
Come out there in Newport, be Burger King, and come on by Carolina Fresh.
That's
Whopper
right.
Juniors.
I miss those old Arby's 5 for 5s.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, I like old Arby's.
I love Arby's. But
it's right there near my house, but I don't think about it because it's on down from 901, and I don't never turn that way. But it's Arby's sauce.
Ron will buy me Arby's, but she's got to have coupons for it.
Yeah.
I don't get Arby's unless we have
coupons. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's too expensive without coupons.
Teresa likes a Jamocha shake.
Yeah, they got the meats. Yeah.
I saw that on a commercial one time.
They had a good hamburger for a while. Black Angus burger. Huh. Yeah.
So I don't know if they still have that or not.
I don't know. But they do have chicken and stuff like that. I'm getting hungry now.
A brisket sandwich. They got fish.
On Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You have to wait till next week now.
6 days.
Anyway, there's one thing they need to watch out for right now is overwater.
Yes.
I mean, with all this rain, and we hadn't had any last two, I rode somewhere yesterday, and I saw sprinklers running. I'm going, maybe another day or two.
I cut my irrigation off a week and a half ago, whatever. And I really haven't watered my garden. Last night, I watered some little flowers that had dried up, but some of those sun impatiens, they've never, like, didn't matter how much I water them. They just got, they need water. I don't know what it is about them, but maybe it's the place where they are and all that.
Maybe
I need to put a tomato plant over where they are.
The sun and patience, I think they promised a lot they hadn't delivered.
Yeah.
We never had much luck with them. I think we're a little hot for them down here.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I can't prove that, but that's a good feeling.
This year, for sure. I hear some music, Steve.
I hear some music, too. And I like this one.
Yeah.
Man, it's on a roll today.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to the Garden State.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is a lovely day. Wonderful city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. And
the fans are wondering, what is Steve Crump going to do today on this Saturday when he leaves his establishment?
I'm going home.
Are you?
I think Rhonda's going to take me to Pops for lunch.
Oh, wow.
I thought she was going to take me for breakfast, but she said no and last night. And then this morning, she said, we can go to Pops for lunch.
Okay.
I said, well, I haven't been anywhere in 10 days.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't go unless she or Tommy takes me because I'm too unsteady. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you been here.
I come here, I know you guys are here to take care of me, and that is wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much.
David Rector has to go to work today because, like I said, I got a bunch of people out.
Andy.
So I'll be at the store today. So we're already open right now.
Tony and Stig going to be
open
there?
Tony and Stig. I had to call Stig in, actually. He's been gone for a little over a week. He went to West Virginia with Jean Marie's family. Has a big thing up there, and he just got back Thursday. And so he's me, him, Tony, and Mr. Hegwood are up there.
Well, as long as you got him and you and Tony, you don't need anybody else.
We don't.
You got the A-team.
We got radios. We can talk to each other.
You got the A-team. You just need somebody to throw the
pine. I need some customers. Yeah, I need some. Well, that's the reason I like to have kids on the weekends. So that's the main thing.
Throw pine needles.
This is why you came, son. Get out there. The pine needles aren't very deep in the trailer right now, so there's not a lot of walking, so that's a good thing.
So it's a new load.
But, you know, you don't sell a lot of pine needles of mulch when it gets to near 95 degrees. That's one thing that stops it. So.
I can get people to understand it doesn't bother the mulch. The heat bothers them.
Boy, that trailer the other day, was miserable.
Oh,
there.
Boy, they get hot. They get hot.
Miserable.
I remember those days. Well, I quit doing the trailers a long time ago because they put the bad stuff at the front and the good stuff in the back, so you realize they were bad till you were halfway through the trailer, then they weren't working.
I wouldn't play that game. I got a good supplier. Our needles are best in Rock Hill, I bet you. Put them up against anybody.
I had cages that the air would blow through. Okay, Matthew's giving us a sign now, so... Come
have
see
a good
us, Director. You have a wonderful week. And I think I'll take a nap today.
There you go.
But anyway, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.